listening to another broadcast of Turnpike Radio. With your hosts, Warren, John, and Parker. Get me some biscuit.
We're excited to be back here again and again and again. And I tell you what, I've got to say that I'm happy to be back with you guys right now. John, how have you been?
Good.
Parker?
Fantastic.
Great. Great. I got to tell all the listeners out there, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Because we have been getting quite a number of listens. I guess feed views, subscribers, downloads. It's been quite fantastic, right? You've been keeping track of it, right, John?
Yes. Like a hawk. I've been watching it like a hawk.
Seriously.
I mean, you know. No, I haven't been keeping track of it, really. I mean, I've noticed that when we post an episode, we have a lot more listeners.
Yeah.
As opposed to when we don't post a new show. Like, if we let it go a few days,
yeah,
you know, like we normally have to.
Yeah, yeah.
We usually try to do this. At this point in time, we usually try to do it once a week. You know, any more than that, it's kind of hard for us because we all have lives and school and work, and it's just kind of hard.
Well, we fluctuate between rankings. There's a ranking on...
On the website we posted on, there's a
ranking.
We're ranked?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're below, like, Julio's
podcast. Well, I mean, I thought it was pretty cool. Like, when we, like... The first couple episodes we posted back up, you know, got started again, we were almost 7,000 in the rankings. And after the few episodes and we went on some websites and spread the word a little bit, we went up to about 5,500. So that was pretty cool. You know, we shot up to 1,000
one day. We were like ranked 1,000.
Does it mention how many out of how many?
It's got to be a shit ton.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean,
you got to.
If we can do it, yeah, people can do
you
it.
You can do like, it. I achieve my dreams. You can achieve yours.
Come on down. It doesn't matter if you have Parkinson's disease.
No, seriously, I actually wanted to bring up something. You know, we were drop your pen.
Drop my pen.
we were looking at some new stuff earlier, and this guy flew in a lawn chair with some balloons. It actually kind of it was funny to me, and probably a little funny to Warren because we're actually working on a play right now. Warren and I, it's called Man in the Flying Lawn Chair. It's about a man named Larry Walters who in the 80s took a lawn chair, attached balloons to it, and flew.
Yeah.
And he only wanted to fly a couple hundred feet, just enough to get over his houses and his, you know, where he lived. Excuse me. But he ended up shooting up to 16,000 feet.
Whoa.
Planes seeing him. People, like emergency, you know, response on the CB radio he had, people coming in on that, telling him, you know, do we need to shoot you down kind of thing?
Yeah, so. And the guy actually who did this, who's doing this right now, said that he was inspired by seeing Larry Walters on TV in 1982.
Yeah, he was like a kind of a, you know, kind of a salute to a celebrity.
Yeah.
Woo! But I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. Warren and I had that show coming up this coming up week. It starts July 16th, runs to the 20th.
Cool.
At GTCC, Guilford Technical Community College. So if you guys got a chance, come on down to see us.
Good Town Community College.
Yeah. But if you're in the state of North Carolina, you know where Guilford Technical Community College is. Come and see us. It's 16th through the 19th at 8 p.m. The 20th at 2. So
sweet.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
That's true.
But anyway, so how you been doing, Parker?
I can't complain. Well, I could, but
yeah. If you complain, I'm just going to throw you out.
There's
just cut my microphone off.
There's no time for you to complain.
It'd be a long show. But
listen, don't forget that we have our podcast. Don't forget, you can always leave it. Go to our MySpace,
www.myspace.com.
Yeah, just make sure. They got the W's.
For those of you who can count,
it's myspace.com/turnpikeradio.
Uno, dos, tres.
Or you can email us at turnpikeradio@gmail.com. turnpikeradio@gmail.com.
Or at gmail.com.
Perhaps Gmail.
Perhaps.
.com.
Jamel. What if it was one word? Jamel.com.
It might be. You know, people could just have it wrong.
I bet somebody's out there going, hey, I got Jamel.
Or maybe it's Gamel.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, you never know.
Were you hooked on phonics?
Gamel. So, it's been great. We don't forget that we have a, we also have a Turnpike phone. And don't forget that we have a number.
1-775-640-4661. 775-640-4661.
If you didn't get it, it's
1-775-640-4661.
Write it down, commit it to memory, and never forget it, or you'll die.
Yeah.
So, well, guys, It's time for
Artist of the Day.
Of the Day.
And Parker Welch, tell us who the artist of the day is.
All right. Well, Warren, today the artist of the day is Jacob Dylan.
Jacob Dylan.
Jacob Dylan.
Jacob Dylan.
Would he happen to be the son of
Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan. Bob
Dylan. The famed folk singer. Jacob Dylan was born December 9th, 1969, and if I understand it correctly, somebody else's birthday happens to be on that day?
Well, not 1969, but I was born on December 9th.
Look at there. Look at there.
A couple of years difference.
You're That's not why greatness. We picked him.
No, it actually wasn't. We actually found that out later.
You're destined for greatness.
Obviously, I'm going to be the son of Bob Dylan. Wait.
Or Bob Dylan's that would be son-in-law. Interesting.
Now, Jacob Dylan, not only is he Bob Dylan's son, he actually formed a fairly decent band in 1989. You might have remembered them, the Wallflowers.
Yes.
One Hit Light.
Yeah, that was the song. That was the song that sold him. All right. Jacob Dylan has four sons.
Yeah, he does. And a wife.
Woo.
I would hope.
One too many.
You never know.
And actually, he has his new solo album out. It is called Seeing Things. He just released it. Just released it in June.
Yep.
If you would just check him out, he's a phenomenal artist, and he's the son of one of the greatest artists.
It's pretty delicious.
If you don't want to check him out, check out Bob Dylan. And here's a clip from Jacob Dylan's new album, Seeing Things.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
Everybody pays as they go. Now pull yourself together, get your chin up off your throat. Now whistle for the dogs and get your sled into the snow. Nothing's ever buried under skull and bones. Everybody pays as they go. Is level, but it's ugly down below. It's the devil of a handbook. Hi-ho, hi-ho. Now either you're the butcher or the lamb, but even so, everybody pays as they go. Well, the future busted open wide and ran like a beehive loaded with sand. You can't go back and see it the way you saw it then. Nobody can. Ooh, 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 ooh. Look up and see the men turning in their winter coats. Now some of them in one piece, and some of them got rolled. Now some less than others, some right through the nose. But everybody pays as they go. Young, old, and rich and poor, and your mother, she too owes. Cause everybody pays as they go. Everybody pays. Yes, everybody pays as they go.
Wow, that was great.
That was a good song.
That makes me want to go pay. I don't know what for, but I know that I want to go pay for something.
You're going to pay for that new album. That's what you're going to pay for.
Oh, Parker, you're a salesman.
You know what I was thinking, though, when we were listening to that song was actually that, you know, he's Jacob Dylan's no Bob Dylan, but, you know, he's a heck of a songwriter. And a decent guitar player. You know, he's got his own little, you know, thing going. It's actually really neat.
One day I think
good.
He's going to start the Dylan family band.
Yeah. him and his four sons.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah, but... Guess what time it is, gentlemen?
I don't know.
Guess what time
it is? Let me look at my watch.
Salute to a celebrity time.
All right.
Explosions.
And in this day in history. We got a couple of birthdays we want to talk to you guys about.
Today is your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you. You are 1 year older than you were. You the who?
You're the most random person I've ever met.
Sorry.
All right, who's on our birthday list tonight?
Happy birthday, Cheech Marin.
Oh,
Cheech
yes.
Cheech Marin, you say?
Cheech Marin from Cheech and
Chong. I wonder what he's doing on his birthday.
He's probably with his wife.
Oh. You mean he's not with Don Johnson and Tommy Chong getting high?
Probably not.
Smoking probably not, that. Actually. Yeah, he's the one who cleaned himself up. Tommy Chong's the one who's still... Yeah.
But Cheech Marin's 62 today.
Wow. Whoa,
can you believe that?
I know. I don't believe that.
62. Wow.
Of course, I guess, you know, by the time the first time I ever saw the first Cheech and Chong movies, he was already
bloated.
Yeah, he was already old, you know?
Yeah.
So...
But yes, yeah. Cheech Marin, man, 62. Wow. Guess who else's birthday it is today?
Who do you say?
Erno Rubik.
Erno?
I assume it's Erno. It's
John,
E-R-N-O Rubik.
We don't know who Erno Rubik is.
What did he do?
He's 64 today, and guess what? He invented the Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's? Wow.
The Rubik's Cube.
I wonder how rich that guy is.
I would say he's fairly rich.
I would imagine fairly
but
well
off.
But
you know what?
Well, we've only had... He's 64, so we've only had that for how long? I thought the Rubik's Cube had been around a lot longer.
No, I would have thought so.
Since the 70s?
I thought it was the 70s.
I guess that would make sense, though. 80, 90. And that'd be 30 years. I mean, it could be, you know, yeah, less than 30 years. I mean, it'd be about right, I guess.
All I know is he didn't invent the blind braille Rubik's Cube.
Exactly.
That's right, Erno.
We got that patent copyright. Back
yes,
off.
Yes, patent
step
number
off.
80Z.
You missed your chance.
You missed your chance on that one.
Sorry, you're Hungarian. We're American.
So,
we're better.
Happy birthday, Mr. Rubik.
Happy birthday.
And
to
you. The last one, I kind of saved. I saved this one for last because I thought this was kind of cool. He's got an actor in two of the biggest movie franchises ever.
Yes,
ever.
You know, Star Wars and Indiana Jones. Happy birthday, Harrison Ford.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
I thought we were talking about the other guy, Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the guy whose career ruined?
What's kind of interesting? It's kind of interesting. He's 66 today.
Wow.
It's kind of interesting is that the new movie just came out very recently, and he has a birthday. You know, just kind of interesting to me. Probably not to you guys.
Wow,
I'm a loser.
He's 66 years
66
old.
66, and he just played Indiana Jones.
Well, you know
again.
What I actually heard is, you know, in the third movie, Sean Connery plays his father.
Right, and they're around the same age.
They're actually around the same age.
Right,
which
what?
Is crazy.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're really close to the
Are
same
you
age.
Serious?
Yeah.
I did not know
this
that.
Is for real stuff, Warren.
For real, no, no takies. No takey backies.
No look around backies. No.
You lose.
We beat you. All right.
But anyways, happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday.
Well, happy guys, birthday, Mr. Ford.
We got to take a little shorty breaky.
Yeah. So we will see you guys in a minute. Here's a message from our sponsor. Oh, Jerry, you haven't gotten the ball in the hole all day. What seems to be your problem? Having a little bit of lady problems?
Well, Bill, to be honest, making whoopee is just not what it used to be. When me and Gina used to get intimate, it would last for hours, maybe even days. Now I can't even get an erection when I visit the boys' locker room.
Well, Jerry, I used to have that same problem, but then my doctor prescribed me my cocks-a-floppin'.
My cocks-a-floppin'?
Yes, Jerry, my cocks are flopping. See, scientists have spent years and years trying to figure out why the cock flops. Now all their hard work has paid off with my cocks are flopping. It can help you get back into the game. Now when me and Darlene make love, it feels like I'm 12 again and strangling the German soldier. With my cocks are flopping, I'm large and in charge.
That sounds great, Bill. How can I get a hold of my cocks are flopping?
That's the great thing, Jerry. You just have to visit your local doctor and ask him for a trial of my cocks a floppin'.
Gee, Bill, that sure sounds simple, but how exactly does it work?
Well, you see, Jerry, after many years of hard cock riding, your cock starts to flop, and it needs a little pecker upper. And that's what my cocks a floppin' will do for you. With a once daily tablet inserted into the urethra, you too can extend the possibilities. Half the price of other brands and twice as strong, my cocks a floppin' is for you.
Well, that sounds great, Bill. I'm going to give my doctor a call today. 2 weeks and a phone call later.
Wow, Jerry, you're really playing outside the rough today. You've really got your swing down.
Well, Bill, I took your advice and got my prescription for my coxaflopping. Now I'm walking tall.
That's great, Jerry. I'm glad to see that you're large and in charge these days.
Yeah, with my coxaflopping, I am really extending my possibilities.
My coxaflopping, I'm flying with the eagles. I'd love to bang some hot Asian chick right now. With my free prescription and free trial of my coxaflopping, can't wait to dive into that warm pink old bath. My coxaflopping.
My coxaflopping. Extend the possibilities.
We did!
If your erection lasts more than 4 hours, please have sex with everything in sight. Besides, this is what you wanted. Side effects may include nausea, indigestion, drowsiness, explosive diarrhea, anal leakage, cock twitches, inflammation of the balls, nosebleeds, premature birth, premature death, balding, warts, flatulence, pink eye, Indian burn, hallucinations, and may attract grizzly bears and dwarves. And in a small study, sing like Eddie Lee.
My cocks are flopping.
We did! And we're back.
All right. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to get me some of that. My cocks are flopping.
Actually, you know, I'm probably not going to get any of it, but I'll tell some people about it that actually need it because, you know, I'm pretty good. I'm good.
I mean, I'm not going to get any is what I meant.
Strong like bull.
That's my Indian name. Mine is bump like turtle.
Hung like sleeve of wizard.
Harvajin hang like sleeve of wizard.
Yes. Man who walks with three trails.
Three-leg tombo. Right. I don't know what that means. But
anyways, those are our new sponsors from that great corporation of my coxaflopping.
Yeah, please. Yes. If you're middle-aged and you need a little, just like the commercial said, go and check it out. It does wonders for you.
So we've heard.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
But anyways, hey guys, you know what I was thinking about earlier?
What's up?
What? I was thinking about the good old days.
The good old days?
Yeah, like, you know, about? We were younger.
Oh, I love
you
know, the good old days.
Do you remember
days.
The time Warren came busting into the house?
Oh, he had that big surprise for us?
I got something to show you.
I got something.
Dirk.
What are you talking about?
You don't remember this?
You don't remember? Well, listen to this.
Listen to it. It's time for Growing Up with Warren, John, and Parker. Episode 2, Warren's Little Surprise.
Oh, John, Parker.
What?
Sit down.
We're already sitting.
Oh, I've got something to tell you. I need to tell you something.
Well, spit it out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just found it this morning.
You'll okay?
You'll never believe what happened. Are you ready?
We've been ready.
Brace
yes.
yourselves.
Yes, come on.
Here it is.
Oh, God, man, what the?
Put it back.
Lucius,
put it back.
Can't you see it?
Barely.
No. What?
Look.
It's your penis, we know.
No, yeah.
We've all got one.
It's Heinrich.
You named your penis. That's nice.
No, not my penis.
Well, God, get it out of
Heinrich.
My face, man.
It's
What is an Heinrich?
My first pube.
Oh, you gotta be kidding
what?
Me.
What?
No, here, take this handy-dandy magnifying glass I just happen to have in my pocket.
Good, we're gonna need it.
Now,
yeah.
Look closer.
Okay, I still don't see anything.
Closer.
And if I get any closer, I'm gonna be going down on you.
Closer.
No!
What?
Dude, I don't see anything. Where is it?
Look closer and you will see
it. Closer where?
It's right here.
Right
here.
Right.
Like, right here.
Like near the shaft?
On the bottom of my scrotum.
Come on.
Lift it up. Pull it up.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah.
Did you bathe this morning?
Yeah, I'm galded.
Okay. Anyways, what is that?
Is that a speck of dust? What is that?
I don't know.
It's not even a pube, it's a whisker. What is that?
That is not a whisker.
Are you kidding me? Dude.
I cannot believe this, guy.
I've seen goldfish with better pubes.
I know.
Seriously.
Right. Dude,
no, seriously, look. No. Yeah. I hate to do this, man, but you need to see some real pubes, man.
All right.
No, guys.
Show
you what real pubes are, man. One, on three. One, two, three.
No. Oh, my God.
You see that?
You see that?
They look like mutant azalea bushes.
That's my beard, all right?
Yeah. That's my man beard.
That's what it looks like, all right, Warren?
The women love it.
Oh, my God.
They floss with it sometimes.
Oh,
you guys keep things in there?
No.
Dude, what? No, man. That's my mane.
Parker, why is yours braided?
I'm just stylish.
How long does that take you?
Oh, dude, not long at all.
Oh, come on. Are we really talking about our pubes here?
Do you think one day I can braid mine?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe if dude. You grow a pair.
Yeah, if you get more than one.
Well, you gotta start somewhere. And John, why is yours wearing a Rasta hat?
That's not a Rasta hat. That's a yarmulke.
Oh, now I know where all my Jewish Barbie sets been going.
What?
I've been miss... I mean...
Jewish Barbie sets?
No. No,
you play with Jewish Barbie sets and you have one pube.
No. Well, guys, it's no fair that you already have pubic beards.
Like ZZ fucking Top over here.
I know. It's,
I know, it's you're at a loss for words.
Is there anything I can do to help that move along?
What, for us? No, we don't. Ours doesn't need to be any longer.
No,
any
I mean, guys, is there anything I can do to get more pubes?
Oh,
well, there's,
you know,
there is that one thing you can do, but just make sure that your first pube doesn't die, because if it dies, you'll never grow pubes.
Yeah.
So make sure you keep little Heinrich healthy and safe.
I don't wanna be baldy on my.
That's okay.
Life.
Well, listen to me. I'm gonna help you out.
Okay. Okay.
There's a mixture you can make, and you just rub it down there.
All and right.
Help you grow a man beard.
Man beard. Let me
man
write
beard.
This down.
Don't write it down. Just remember.
Just
it.
Do it.
Real
okay.
men remember.
Well, see, they didn't teach
just
us.
Shut
this.
Up.
Okay.
Do you have tuna at home?
Yeah.
A can of tuna. We need a can of tuna.
But it's my favorite.
We didn't
okay.
ask.
You want your
favorite.
Pubes or not?
Okay. Yeah. Tuna.
A1 sauce.
A1 sauce.
You have A1 sauce.
Yes. Yes.
And dish detergent?
Yes. What kind?
It doesn't matter.
All right. Yes, I do.
Unscented preferably.
Yes.
Okay.
Lemon bright.
Okay, that's fine.
Perfect.
And do you have gasoline for a lawnmower?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You need to take two cups of that, okay. The tuna, the dish detergent, and the A1 sauce.
Okay.
Make sure you use 3.5 tablespoons of A1 sauce.
3.5 tablespoons.
Don't forget that. A whole, whole can of tuna, half a teaspoon of dish detergent, and two cups.
Okay.
Two freaking cups. Don't forget this.
You get these ratios wrong,
gasoline,
no.
You'll be bald.
Yes.
No, I don't want to be bald.
And you also need a hair off a rat.
Well,
just one. You put two in there, you don't want to know what happens.
What kind of rat?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Wolf rat?
Wolf rat will be
whatever.
Fine.
Is that,
if it okay. comes off your dog, you're fucked.
Okay. All right. No substitutes.
No substitutes.
No subs.
Okay. All
no
right.
takey backies. Okay?
No takey backies.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
If you mix all that together, make sure you mix it in a black pot.
Okay.
Black.
You have a black pot? If not, a lonely one.
Black kettle?
Not kettle, a pot.
Pot, yes. I do have a black pot.
Mix that in there. Make sure you use a wooden spoon. Add half a teaspoon of salt.
Salt.
A splash of vinegar.
A splash
of vinegar.
Splash. Bam.
Yes.
Bam.
Bam. And then one whole peppercorn ground up.
Okay. One whole peppercorn grounded up.
Ground up.
Ground up.
Good. Okay, repeat that.
Repeat that. Jesus.
Oh, damn it, Warren.
No,
are you even listening?
But I want to have a rostrated beard one day.
Okay.
Listen, I'll repeat the ingredients. You ready?
Yes.
Can of tuna.
Okay.
A1 sauce.
Gotcha.
Gas.
Dish detergent.
Okay.
Yes.
A hair off a rat. Got all that?
Yeah.
Okay,
every
good.
Bit of it.
And the black kettle.
The black pot.
Pot.
Not a kettle.
Pedal.
Black
kettle,
pot.
Kettle. Pot.
A splash of vinegar.
Vinegar.
And then you need?
Some salt, right?
A certain amount of salt.
Kosher salt?
A certain amount.
It doesn't matter what kind of salt.
But it's got to be kosher.
Morton's salt will be fine.
Okay, Morton's salt.
And one peppercorn. One peppercorn.
One peppercorn.
You got it?
Got it.
Good.
Great.
All right.
And then I'll have a Rasta Bush beard.
Yes.
You should.
Excellent. All right. Well, guys, I'm going right home right now, and I'm going to try it, okay?
Go full. Make sure you don't forget any of that.
I won't.
And rub it on there generously. If you get some on the shaft, too, it helps.
Should I?
And don't let it sit for 3 hours.
Should I rinse?
Listen, let it sit for 3 hours. Wash it off. Do it again.
Should I lather, rinse, repeat?
Yes.
Listen to me.
Okay.
You do it once. Generous with the putting on.
Generous.
3 hours setting. Wash it off. Apply again. Let it sit all night.
And I'll have a big bush beard.
You have a nice little garden.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
I'm going home right now. Okay. And I'll see you later.
All right.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye. Want to play Power Rangers?
Let's play Power Rangers.
All right.
What the hell is that? I don't know. Oh, my God. I'm the Blue Ranger.
I'm Green Ranger.
I'm still burning from that today.
I bet you're
still burning.
You actually, the funny thing about this is
Warren, it's not funny.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty funny.
Warren ran home and collected all this stuff and put it in a black pot, used a wooden spoon to stir it up, and actually lathered this on.
It's not funny.
Washed it off, or attempted to wash it off, and lathered it on again, and kept it on all night, came to school the next day, reeking of bad tilapia.
Do you know that deformed guy from the Goonies?
Yes.
That's what my dick looks like.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question. No, not a what? Question, but I remember for weeks after, you know, Warren thought he screwed up because Einrich fell off.
No, yeah. Don't. Yeah. Listen, guys. Sorry to say. Oh, sorry.
Einrich fell off.
No. Let me tell him, John.
Okay.
We lost Einrich. Stop it, guys. It's not funny.
Yeah, it is.
Einrich was... No, Parker.
You didn't bottle him, did you?
Tell me you don't still have that thing in the jar. Please tell me you don't
still have that thing. Well, see, I know he actually...
My mom gave me a mason jar and whatever's left of him.
Oh, my God.
That was sick, dude. But, dude, I remember when we... Because we told Warren, you know... If Einrich falls out, you'll never grow pubes.
You'll never go pubes. Because
you got to keep that one pube safe and sound.
You know, it still is odd to me today. My crotch glows in the dark.
I'm not surprised. All right?
I mean, little did I know, I actually put some toxic waste in that mixture.
That's what that mixture was.
That's what it was. Yes.
No, but Warren, weeks after, you know, because Einrich fell out, weeks after, kept crying like a little baby.
Yeah.
You know, would too, guys.
Yeah. No, we wouldn't because we, you know, we knew what was going on. But Warren cried for weeks, you know, thinking he was going to be bald forever, then finally sprouted, actually not one, but two pubes at one time.
Yeah.
So he thought the mixture worked.
It was like the Adam and Eve. Yeah.
Warren thought the tree of knowledge.
I braided those shits, too. I braided those shits.
But, you know, Warren got those two pubes, and next thing you know, he's getting sprouting them everywhere.
Well, I told Parker, you know, he braids his. He should start a class on it, maybe like at the old people's home or something. You know, those guys don't have anything to do anyways, you know.
I guess. Yeah.
Why not?
Oh God, that was one of the better moments in our lives.
It is, we really got that on Warren. So, well, guys, now we're going to transition to a segment called "Wow
Words of Wisdom."
I realized this today. I don't know why I did. I'm a dork. I just realized that our Words of Wisdom segment, the acronym was WOW. So
that's WOW.
If you guys are illiterate people out there wild,
or dyslexic,
yeah. You know, what's WOW backwards, Parker?
What?
Whoa.
What's WOW backwards?
Backwards.
Backwards.
Where's word backwards?
Well, the people didn't know where we were from. They do now.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's my mom from the egos. All right, guys. Well, here's our WOW segment.
Words of wisdom with Bagpipes McKilt.
Hardy har har. You want some fucking words of wisdom for today, all you yelly-bellied listeners out there? Well, here we go. After a long night of drinking, smoking, and a big, long, nice fucking, I took the biggest, grandest dump this morning. And let me tell you something. You never want to use one-ply toilet paper. You know why? Because when you go around back to wipe your door, it just breaks right through and you get shit all over your fingers and under your fingernails. Because everybody wants to know what their own shit smells like. You're like a fucking dog. So, if anything, if your words of wisdom, don't use a fucking one-ply toilet paper. Have a nice day, Hardy.
And that goes to show you, one ply does not stand up to the rest.
No, it doesn't. I use quadruple ply.
That's good thinking.
I don't know about you guys, but I use paper towels.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I have to. I mean, I really have to. Something thick. Bounty, the quicker picker upper. It's more like the better wiper upper.
Is that like, you just wipe it once, you're done?
Pretty much.
I like Brawny myself. You know what the man on the front of it, you know what he was thinking. He just got done wiping. He's all happy.
You know. Well, he's all brawny, too.
Wow.
Hence
wow.
the name.
Yes.
Well, I mean, isn't it awkward, though, when you use those baby wipes sometimes?
What?
Whoa. No.
Whoa.
Never wipe my ass with baby wipes.
Dude, do we need to have a talk?
Your little fanny needs some lotion.
Are you chapped? Are you chapped?
Well, sometimes baby got a red ass.
You just want to remember what that felt like, you yeah. know?
No, I don't.
Oh, no, I'm good. No, it's like well, a guy licking well, anyways, my asshole.
This has been another episode of Brawny.
Anywho.
No, but seriously, guys, I think it's time for us to go.
Yep.
Tuck the wee little ones in.
Please don't go. I don't want
to
go.
But we have to, sweetie.
It's time for Warren to go to bed.
I'm going to go count my pubes
before I go to sleep. Bye. All seven of them.
I don't count sheep. I count pubes.
You don't get very far, do you?
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, guys, it's been great sharing some more time with you.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
For the love of goodness.
Peace pie.
And happy trees.